to So Good We Named It, the first Golden Girls and Golden Palace podcast, and to my knowledge, the first Golden Girls or Golden Palace podcast with Black hosts. I should really just save that and stop saying it over and over brand new.
But I was literally going to say that.
But anywho, I'm Barrett.
And I'm Kay.
And today we're going to be diving into a Golden Girls episode for the first time. And this is our 10th episode. We've been doing various topics, but we're going to review an actual episode. And because there's so many, we're not going to go in order. We're just going to do the ones we feel like doing. And again, this is episode 10. And remember, anything over a 9 is excellent. So the episode we're going to review is Dorothy's New Friend, one of the most iconic episodes. That is season 3, episode 15, where we meet the biggest, arguably the biggest villain of Golden Girls, Barbara Thorndike. I don't know. Would you say she's the biggest villain, or would you say Frieda or anyone else?
Frieda Claxton. I don't know. I think she's up there because, like, she was a snob.
I feel like Barbara's the bigger, I don't want to say bully, but, like, villain of the show, because Frieda was just a bitch to everybody. She just hated life and whatever. But Barbara would pick and choose who to be rude to, and she specifically was rude to Rose and Madge multiple times.
It's Blanche.
So I feel like she's worse, because Frieda, that's just who she is. But, you know, Barbara was targeting them because she thought she was better than them. It was an interesting
targeting, because
she was nice to Dorothy, as where Frieda was mean to everybody. But Barbara wasn't going to be nice to somebody that she felt like wasn't on her level. So I feel like that makes her worse, a worse person in general.
Yeah.
Fun fact, she's still alive, by the way. Just throwing that out there. She is. And you know who her husband is?
Who?
Mr. Feeny.
Shut up!
That is her husband. Now, she should be a golden
kind. Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World.
Yes. Who knew?
You shut up.
Mm-hmm. Let me look up how old she is. She has to be in her 90s.
What? So her real name is Barbara Thorndike.
No, Bonnie Barton.
I was finna say, I'm like, she really wrote those books? This is not a real character. This is fictional.
Yeah, she was born in 1929, so that would make her, like, what, 93 or something?
My math isn't mathing. I don't know.
They've been married since 1951. Shit.
I thought Mr. Feeny died.
No, Mr. Feeny, don't you put that on him. He's 94.
I'm sorry. Oh, bless his heart.
Yeah, she's 92. That's really sweet. That's nice.
Aww.
But
I want to grow old with someone like that.
I still have to drag you. Sorry, Bonnie. And she's done a lot of other stuff, but this is probably her most well-known role.
Is it?
I feel like, I mean, to me, but, you know, let me look at her IMDb. What the hell else has she done? I feel like it's the most iconic, at least. I don't know. Has she won any big awards? Oh, she won 2 Emmy roles. Well, maybe this isn't her biggest role. She
for what show?
On St. Elsewhere, which was like a hospital drama in the 80s. And she won 2 years in a row. Okay, well, I feel like at least for our generation, this is how we know her. But basically, the episode starts out, Dorothy was being dramatic as hell. My life has no meaning. Like, girl. Are you about to go jump off the roof or something?
Okay.
Like, what is going on? She was really going through it and saying she has no social life. They stay going to banquets and events, but you don't have a social life. Okay. I've never met anybody that goes to as many formal events as they go to. The Friends of Best Friends Award, and they're hosting talent shows. They're coaching football and baseball. They're doing Girl Scout troops, the Elvis fan club. She's in charge of the Ladies Auxiliary Talent Show. Dorothy, you got a lot going on. At least to me, you got more than I got going on.
Well, maybe she was just feeling like she couldn't connect to people at those events. Or she couldn't relate to them at the events that she was involved with.
I mean, I can see her feeling like she doesn't have stimulating conversation. I mean, you know, all Blanche talks about is fucking. And all Rose talks about is St. Olaf.
St. Olaf.
So I can see how she might be like, these idiots. but to be like, oh, my life is so dull. It's like, all right, come on.
I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel her a little bit where she was just like, you know, you're going through the same thing every day with no, like, substance.
I mean, I do have the times like that where I feel like, damn, I just do the same shit. But I wouldn't be as dramatic about it. Oh, my life has no meaning.
No.
Like, all right.
Yeah. All right.
Especially because typically Dorothy's always going on about how she's so happy with her life, even though it might seem dull to people. So was she lying then? Or is she lying when she says she hates
now?
It? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like sometimes she pumps it up a little more than she should. Like when she did stand up and she's like, well, that's my life. Over the hill substitute teacher who lives with her mother. But, you know. I guess she needs to be like Jonathan Newman and say, all in all, I'm pretty happy with my life. So also Blanche said that they have been going to this masquerade ball for the past five years. That's a lie because they had only been living together for about a year before the show started. So lies, number one.
That was in season three, though. They didn't do a time jump.
I mean, there are episodes where they're like, oh, it's been a month since I did so-and-so. I'm like, a month in one episode? So maybe. But how does this costume work exactly? Like, you see
listen
that...
to me. I want to know.
You see that on TV, but I've never seen that in person. Like, are you literally just with your head in the back of this costume the whole time? Just right.
You can't be. Like, are you hobbled over? Like, that's my next question.
And she's so tall. That just doesn't seem comfortable. I feel like that's also a costume that you should consult with the person first. Not just like, oh, we're going to be a cow and you're going to be the cows behind. I wouldn't be here for that. Sounds hot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we assume anyone listening this has seen the episode. But basically, Dorothy makes a new friend who's snooty. There, you're caught up. So to jump ahead a bit, when they are going to go to the Mortimer Club... I looked this up because I was like, do they still have clubs where Jewish people can join? And what I looked at, I saw something that said as recently as 2011, there were still clubs like that in America, which is fucked up. Not surprising, though. And it's so weird to me, on a sidebar, how white people will discriminate against Jews, because to me, they're all white. So I don't really see a difference like that. And I've heard people say, no, they're not white, they're Jewish. Because I've also heard people say, oh, I'm not white, I'm Italian. So if Jews aren't white and Italians aren't white, who is white? I asked my
Europeans.
Mother this. I was like, well, Italy is in Europe. So I'm like, you got to be what, German, Dutch, English? Like, where's the line?
Irish.
Because like, Jewish, you know, it can be religion. It can also be a nationality. And if your nationality is Jewish, I personally, I mean, I'm not the end-all be-all, but I would consider you white. So
yeah,
it's so weird that white people will discriminate against their own. Like there was a time where Irish people were treated so horribly. It's like, who is acceptable? Because literally any difference they can find throughout history, they're going to be like, nope, no, you're the one that you're not good enough right now. And it's just crazy to me. Because a lot of, you know, Jewish people, they, if you stood them next to somebody English, German, French, whatever, a lot of them will look the same. Of course, they have different features that might look a little, you know, more Jewish
more
or whatever. I don't know if that's politically correct to say more Jewish, but you know, certain ethnicities have certain characteristics. Like black people tend to have bigger lips and wider noses, and Jewish people tend to have more pointier noses, as do Italians sometimes have bigger noses. Like Sophia was like, oh, I knew, you know, Gil Kessler was Italian, look at that nose, or something like that. But overall, I feel like they're all white. So I don't know. Maybe I'm not the one to speak on it because I'm not part of that group. But that's just insane to me. But fuck that club. Their breakfast can't be that damn good because they have free parking. Okay, you that fucking cheap? but who would even know? Because the way she just stormed off, Gutman. All like, again, maybe just because we're not white, we don't think about this. But I wouldn't have thought, Gutman must be Jewish. Like, I don't really think about that like that. Like, if it has a Stein at the end, I might think of it, or maybe Berg. But other than that,
Steinberg.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, ooh, Gutman. And then he looked like Gandhi. He didn't even look like a white person. So maybe that's proof that, you know, some Jews. I guess if you're from, you know, the old country, your skin might be a little darker, just like with Italians, a lot of them are darker. So maybe that's proving my point, you know, wrong, that he is not white, but he's still Jewish. Or maybe he's just tanning. I don't know. But he could definitely pass for a Indian, I think, or Middle Eastern.
I don't know about Middle Eastern.
Maybe. I mean, I watched it last night high, so maybe my perception is off. But I'm just like, who would know? Like, they're not gonna ID him. They're not gonna be
Right.
like, let me see your My23andMe. Who would even fucking know that he's Jewish? And if they found
How did
out,
they even know that? Like
what's
when
gonna
he became a
happen?
part of the club, did they make that announcement? Like, by the way, we are excluding all Jewish
I
people.
guess in the application process, I would assume maybe they ask, are you Jewish? And there's a lot of Jewish country clubs because there were so many that wouldn't allow Jews, which I didn't know, but I did watch Pen 15 on Hulu. Very good show. Check it out. Maybe they'll be our next podcast. And one of their friends had a bat mitzvah at their country club. And I'm like, oh, well, that probably is a thing. I mean, I wouldn't even, I never really think about country clubs like that because I'm not in one, but I would. I guess that makes sense that different demographics would have, one more geared towards them, especially if they're specifically being excluded from other ones. What the fuck
Yeah,
is
but do
that?
you exclude what's happening?
I thought there was like a mosquito attacking me, but it was just some lint. got scared.
It's March.
But
Mosquitoes.
it could, I don't know, where are they otherwise? Are they hibernating? Do
Yeah.
they fly south for the winter?
They like dig themselves holes in the
I don't
ground
think
or
that's true.
something.
Let me Google that. Let me
Oh,
see.
jeez.
Cause
Let's back up a bit while you're
Mm-hmm.
Googling to when they went to the place, the restaurant for lunch, Dorothy and Barbara, and they bought them those thick ass
I
dick
made a
menus.
note of that. Like
Just
is some of
like,
that just for show, or they really have
what's
a
to
menu
it?
that damn long? And
You
she's
know
like,
what I
oh, that
mean.
sounds good. With no pictures. But,
Okay.
I guess really nice
What's to
restaurants
that?
don't have pictures, I suppose. Maybe if you're going to Applebee's. Like bears, mosquitoes are inactive during the winter. They will hide in
See,
trees and
I
burrows.
told you.
Some hide in basements and storm sewers when there's no water around. Mosquitoes can go into diapause. I don't even know what that is. So where they at? They all just
Dehydration.
chilling? Like, what do they
They
do? They just
burrowing.
sitting there?
Yeah, they like hibernating in like the grass or like some bushes or like a tree. They burrow until it's time to come out again.
Interesting.
Yeah.
but I need to get Matt Browning's book out so I can figure out that reference. Because when Enough Wicker covered it, they mentioned it, and I still don't get it. Like when she says,
What?
a little of that goes a long way. What the fuck is she
A
talking
little of
about?
what? I was also slightly confused there
Because
as
I used to
well.
think that she was just like trying to be cute, but apparently that actually means something. I don't know what it means.
A
I don't
little
get
of
it.
what, though? What is she referencing? My
I don't
context clues weren't coming
know.
together.
I gotta go get the book and figure it out.
Okay.
But she was really tickled at herself reading the menus, the options, the Edgar Allan potatoes, and
Potatoes.
what else did they say? The ice water cometh, and the George Burns slaw, and for whom the stuffed bell pepper tolls. None of that really goes together though. You having coleslaw with stuffed bell peppers? Ew.
Barbara had the slaw.
Okay, that makes sense then. I'll
Dorothy just
accept
had
that.
the bell peppers.
And then they just had some little potato chips on the plate. Like, this is a nice ass restaurant. You just got some Ruffles, and that's what you're handing out. I doubt they were making them fresh, but that's one of the I feel like the few times we see a new set. That restaurant, and they actually did a good job. Sometimes I feel like they don't do a good job matching the exteriors, but that was very much giving me like old English vibe. So
Yeah.
great job. Whose job is that to like go scout the locations and just
The
sit there
set
recording
designer.
it? I don't think the set designers do that. I feel like that they just have stock footage on shelves of various buildings, and then somebody has to decide this one will work. What a fun job. I'd like to do that. I want to do set design too. Anybody
Okay.
hiring? I could do that. But also the person whoever made the little book cover for her book, which was very plain, I must say.
Very much so.
But that's somebody's job to make a fake book cover. I want to do that too. Anybody hiring for that?
You can just make book covers.
Well, no, I want it to be on a TV show, like making little funny stuff in the background like that nobody's gonna pay attention to, but me
Yeah.
apparently. But let me go back to my notes. I've sidebar here. We're talking about, the history of Judaism and mosquitoes and all types of shit. I should have
What
taken
else
some
was
allergy medicine.
notable?
Don't mind me, y'all, if I'm over here blowing my nose. Seasonal allergies.
Oh
I
God,
should
mute
mute
yourself.
myself. How do I do
Okay.
that? Let me look and see.
How do I do? I don't think I can do that.
You can on the screen go click mute.
No, but that's
nobody want to hear you blow your damn
mouth. That's gonna mute the Zoom. It's not gonna mute the GarageBand. I guess I could stop playing it or stop recording.
Ain't nobody got time.
We're all friends here. So professional. If I had a talk show, I'd be like, I'm about to blow my nose, y'all.
They'll cut the commercial on you. What if we get a talk show?
That would be cute.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
Anybody want to give us a talk show? We don't have to just talk about Golden Girls. We can talk about other stuff.
We can talk about real life world events that are happening and like all the latest tea.
Yeah, give us a show so we can quit our jobs at By and Large. I will go on leave though, just in case we got canceled.
Okay, because wait a minute. Because hold on. I wouldn't quit my job. You never know. By and Large.
You never know.
I love By and Large.
Yeah, they ain't done nothing to me.
They ain't done nothing to me. Okay.
So I also notated here, why does Sophia still want to go out with him after he paid her dust?
Because she like him.
So you make this whole ass lasagna, you bring it there, and you got to bring it back home because he told you he didn't want it. That's humiliating. And you still want to go out with him? I wouldn't like that shit. You wouldn't get no other fucking lasagna. Like I did
all
of this.
I wouldn't make no more food. Yeah. Nah, but I wouldn't be humiliated. And if I still like him, what if he the best looking one at the home?
I mean, that ain't saying much, probably, but, you know. And I just noticed little random things. Like, when they came home from work, like, did they all just pull up back to back to back? Because they all ran the fuck in. And they only come in through the kitchen when they're already in the kitchen. Like, I don't like that.
You don't like the optics?
I don't like that at all. Dorothy was mad as fuck this whole episode. Like, she was really wrecking shop on everybody. I feel like she was B. Arthur was mad for real that week, because she was just pissed for nothing.
I feel like their relationship, Barbara and Dorothy's friendship, rather say, could have worked if Barbara wasn't a snob.
Dorothy was acting like she was in love with her. I was like, you trying to fuck? Because she was just really just like, oh my God, oh, Barbara's here. I'm like, girl, calm down. Like, okay, I get it. And she's like, oh, she's a local Arthur. This is not, she ain't Agatha Christie or nothing. Like,
okay.
I don't think she's that girl for you to be hyping her up like that. A local author. She's no Charmaine Hollingsworth.
Period.
But what else did I put on here for my notes? Random. That apron that Dorothy had on after Barbara left, that was like a whole ass outfit, like a shirt. She has a lot of aprons that are like entire outfits. Like, where do you even get that? I was like, wait, did she change clothes? But no, it was an apron. Seems tedious at best to have to put all that on. She had one on like that before when she was grilling. And the guy came down in the crew outfit when they had Marguerite. I don't know where she gets these things. Like the stuff that they wear on the show, like you literally have never seen anywhere else on any show from that time period, any vintage store. I feel like I saw something that said that all their clothes were like made for them specifically, like couture. So whoever is designing these things, my hat's off to you.
Shout out to Blanche, because she had on a jogging suit and heels. And I was like,
I saw that. No. I don't know why she loves that fucking red sweatshirt. She wears that a lot, and it's very dull.
Like, let's go.
I'm like, why is that what you have on? And her pants. I'm like, are these also sweats? And then you got on your
heels.
They
look like sweats, and she had her little pumps on. I said, okay, Blanche.
Real relaxed. I really wasn't feeling that outfit. And she wears a lot of baggy shit to be the most shapely out of all of them. Like, until the later seasons.
I very much realized, and we already talked about it or noticed it, but, like, the difference in how they had them dressing from the Golden Girls to Golden Palace.
Yeah, like,
Their shit was always baggy or, like, oversized. Like, you know what I'm saying? Except when they went out, they had, like, nice
her pants would be too
clothes.
Long. Like, half her shit looked like pajamas. Like, when they went to the movies. I'm like, why is this shit like a 3X? The fuck? And then when she was like, oh, I thought you wore too much makeup and were a slut. I'm like, well, damn.
But you don't wear too much makeup.
But she was, like, the first time they met, she's talking about, oh, you need to sleep with your landlord's brother. Like, you say that to somebody the minute you meet them, I would think she was a slut too. And she did have on too much makeup in that scene.
She had a lot of room.
So Rose was not completely off with that. And then, but she just called her stupid. Like, she was looking so over that story. Like, this is the stupidest shit.
She was so mad. Talking about why they don't call you big dummy.
Right, rude as fuck. So that's why she got your ass when she went out the door. Like, yeah, you don't wear too much makeup, bitch. And then just walk the fuck out. And they thirsty as fuck to get Dorothy to go to the movies. You'll have more fun with us. How you know? You don't know what the fuck's going on where she going. Mm-hmm. And you didn't even say what movie you're seeing or anything. Like, damn, can she have her own fucking friends? Because in the beginning, they were legitimately just jealous that she had another friend before they even realized what a bitch she was. And then...
No. They would have been more open to it if Barbara wasn't a bitch.
Well, but originally, they were mad at her just having a friend and doing stuff without them. Like, damn, do you got to do everything she does? She can't do some different shit? Hopefully, it's not problematic I'm calling her a bitch since I'm a man. well, you know, gay men, we like to say bitch just to say it, right? But she was a bitch. God. Shit. What else could I say? A not nice lady?
A very not nice lady.
Not at all. With those, she has definitely some old ass lady shoes when she came and met them. Manny was watching with me. He's like, I hate her fucking shoes. Like, she was not that old at that time. Like, the shoes that she had on are the shoes that you would see Betty White wearing, like, when she was in her late 90s and she would be out in public. Like, those are old lady shoes. Yes. Like the little pleather beige with the little kitten heel. Like, come on, Barbara. You ain't had nothing cuter than that in your closet. And Blanche came in with them same fucking shopping bags, which are just gift bags. Where are you shopping? Where they're giving you just gift bags with nothing written on it. The same ones. Like, the prop department couldn't toss it up a little bit. They're like, oh, go get them same wrinkly ass bags. We got a scene where she went to the store.
You leave her alone. I guess so. That's her favorite store.
I don't know what she was doing in Ladies Petite, but okay. but what's her face? They should have dragged her when she came the first time. If they had dragged her the first time, it would have cut all that other shit out. Because she's like, oh, run it by me again. I don't think so. I would have been like, bitch, you can get the fuck out. That's what you could do. Because she really fucking tried it. And Rose's facial expressions this whole episode was killing me. Because she was just looking so confused. But don't feel bad, Rose. Because I don't know who the fuck Malamud is either. Shit, I got to look at Matt Browning's book. Because I don't know who that is.
Listen.
I mean, I assume from the context that he's an author.
Author.
And I also didn't really know what a Malamar was. So I guess I'm dumber than Rose is. I don't eat that shit. I ain't ever seen no Malamar in the store. Have you ever seen a Malamar anywhere?
I don't even know what that is. was that in like 1980s candy? She did it something with marshmallows.
Maybe you can get them where you get a Charleston Chew or some shit like that.
A Toblerone.
Some Necco wafers. I don't know, but I don't eat that. So
a Toblerone. When Rose was asking her, did she want to play a game of Oogle and Frugal? Funny as hell.
We were cracking up because Dorothy and Barbara looked so disgusted. And Blanche. Everybody was like, the fuck are you talking about? And she was like, adults play. She's like, oh, of course. You're a dumbass. Get the fuck out of my face with this shit. She was so for real, though.
Oh, she was.
Fucking A. And Blanche had that heavy ass looking necklace. That looked like a fucking chain off, like you put around a fence. That shit looked heavy than a fuck. But,
and then Dorothy borrowed her other rhinestone necklace.
Right, and they always coming for her dainty neck. Like, damn, her neck ain't that fucking big. That's fucking why she giraffe. Fucking left the show. Always trying her ass.
Trying to drag.
Fucking, like, I would at least drag her back. Because a lot of times Dorothy would just drag herself. I'd be like, first of all, ho. But, you know, that's just how I speak, though. So, you know, I don't think Dorothy would say that. And she then she had to put the fucking magazine under the couch. Like, you that fucking press?
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is like... what I read. Okay, that's my business.
And because it's my business. Right, shout out like... to Tabitha.
No, she don't get no shout outs for me, but that's a separate conversation.
We're going to talk about that offline on another episode.
Well, first of
her.
All,
what's
she's married to a cop. And he... all cops are bad. But...
Wow.
My brother-in-law is a cop. I stand by what I said. I like him. I mean, he's not a bad guy as a person, but cops in general, problematic profession. Because if you say, well, I want to change it from within, okay, but you're still part of the system, so. And then he works for the LAPD, one of the worst police systems.
He's retired now.
And she it's very, I just feel like Tabitha Brown is fake. I don't want to get dragged like she dragged Wendy.
I love Tabitha Brown.
I feel like she's putting on a character. Oh, hello there. Oh, hey there. Oh, that's my business. It's this whole little voice, because when she guest starred on Will and Grace, I almost didn't even recognize it was her because she was using her regular voice. She wasn't doing this little nice character.
She was playing a character. But Tabitha, I believe, like, that's her. She's just a wonderful person.
I mean, I'm not going to knock your hustle because it's clearly gotten her some coins. But I feel like there's a lot of people that have this little fake nice persona to try to, you know, get out there. And that's not really who they are all the time authentically. Like, even when she dragged Wendy Williams, she was like, oh, I'm just going to pray for her. That ain't what you really wanted to say. I'm sure when the camera was off.
You don't know. Okay, the Lord does wonderful things within people. All right, and I really feel
I don't
like
want to say fake, but I feel like you know, code switching, as many black people do. We talk a certain way around certain people, but I personally feel like the way that you talk around other black people, that's really your most authentic self, personally.
Okay.
And like, look at how Manny talks to us, and then how he'll talk around other people when we're with them that aren't us. I mean, that's still him. Or like how we talk at work. That's still who we are. But when it's just us, you know. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Tabitha is more so doing that more than anything else. I don't see her switching a lot. I feel like she only puts that out. Which, that's her brand. So, you know, work. Do you.
I love her. I absolutely love her.
But I just feel
I'm not here for this.
Not to sidebar too much. But I just feel like there's a lot of people that their whole brand is being super nice. And that is fake. Like Equa. She don't listen to this, so I don't mind saying her name. She don't listen to this. I'm sure she don't listen to this. But would she not fall into the category of people that pretend to be super nice and it's all a sham? Like, even when she's doing her little cutesy voice. Oh, hey, how you guys doing? Blah, blah, blah.
But I've never seen her not be nice.
Exactly, because she's fake to you. But or Mark Anthony, my ex, who I told him this because we have a group chat with a bunch of people that we mutually know, and we talked about Tabitha Brown. I was like, yo ass is fake as fuck too, because you try to act like you so nice, but then behind doors you cunty as hell. So I don't know, but I feel like Rose can be like that too. I'm tying it back in.
Rose is just who she is all the time.
Because a lot of times she's like, oh, you know, say no, blah blah blah, but then you say something she don't like, hypersexual bitch. So you know. I don't feel like everybody has to be the same all the time, but I feel like for Tabitha anyway, she tries to act like that's who she always is, as does Rose. I feel like Rose tries to act like she's always like that, when in reality, you've just been high for the last 30 years off your fucking pills, and that's why you acting like that.
Oh!
That's what it is, damn it. But, yeah, you're getting dragged, Miss Nyland.
And this is who we are today.
This is what we've become.
What we
as I lose all sponsorships now for coming for Tabitha. The views and opinions of Barrett are not those of So Good We Named It.
Okay.
And its subsidiaries at Golden Con or anyone else. Okay. Just my personal views on Tabitha, personally. And again, I don't think she's a bad person. I get a phony vibe from her.
I love her.
But, you know, I did buy some goalie vitamins, so, you know.
Okay.
Moving
as
on.
As we digress.
We went from Billy L. Sullivan to this. Hey, Roland! I wanted to mention, and there was an article I read in Vulture. It's about Golden Palace. And let me see what their name was.
Vulture?
Yeah, because it came up on like my Google. You know how they have articles pop up? It was right at the top. I was like, oh, y'all know me so well. And it turns out that they mentioned H. Allen, who's going to be at Golden Con, because I guess this is one of his friends. And it was about how you should stop ignoring Golden Con. And they mentioned in the article, like, this annoying kid with this fake Brooklyn Newsies accent. I'm like, thank you. Like, what the hell? Over the top. So I appreciate that someone else notices that. I need to be a writer. Shit, I should get paid to talk about the show. How do I do that? Somebody sign me up.
Research that for later.
So I'm gonna do set design.
Right.
I have a lot to do. So also, I like how Sophia was not here for Barbara. She was like, okay, goodbye. Mm-hmm. Shoved her ass out the way. She was not here for that.
Okay, I was here for it.
Although she was rude as fuck when she was like, your daughter's the most beautiful person. Boy, you writers never stop. I'm like, damn.
Okay.
They were really dragging the fuck out of Dorothy in this episode.
They did.
No wonder she don't want to hang out with y'all. But Was that everything I mentioned? I do like that Dorothy kept coming for her. Like, oh, I didn't know you taught high school. Got that ass.
Period.
And then
Period.
that
How Blanche was coming for her mod match.
Maud. She thinks we're stupid. Or what she says, she thinks I'm stupid. Me too.
Me too.
But that was a weird way to phrase it when she's like, I think she cares more about words than she does about people. What do you mean by that? Can you elaborate, girls?
Because as far as like using her intelligence to belittle others.
I suppose. I guess I felt like the way she put it was weird. So I was like, can you give me more on what you're trying to say? Rose's dress when they had the little dinner party had a lot going on. It had the big puffy sleeves, like some little buttons up
They love
here.
some damn shoulder
Blanche
pads.
was looking like a linebacker with that silver
Listen to
outfit.
me.
And she loved that fucking
Who
silver outfit.
said?
That is one of her favorite things to wear. I wonder how much influence the girls had on what they got to wear for different scenes, or if the set designer, or not set designer, the wardrobe person was like, this would be a good outfit for that. Because she wore that shit when they had the priest over that Dorothy was trying to date. She wore that shit. Well, you know what? She has a. I feel like, is that what she wore on Christmas as well? Because she has another silver outfit, I feel like, that they just look identical. Let me Google.
Wasn't that one more like beige though, kind of?
Let me see.
Like a silk, like a beigey kind, like a champagne type color.
Okay, so the one that she wore on Christmas is a little different
Yeah,
because
let
it
me see.
has the pop collar. But she did wear the one from last night again when she came back from her reunion, and she was saying nobody said she was a pretty. Look at these fucking shoulders.
I can't take
Like,
it. They
damn.
love some shoulder pads.
Giving me a
Who said
quarterback
that
for the
was
New England
sexy?
Patriots.
Because I just want to
I
know
mean, I
who
get
said that
that
was
shoulder pads
sexy.
were a thing, but that outfit and those shoulder pads, good Lord.
But
Okay,
what are
so
shoulder pads for? Like, did people have a thing about elk, like shoulders
I
and
don't know. Like,
joints
I
and
have some
nothing?
stuff
Like,
I got from the thrift store that I kept the shoulder pads in. And I just felt very, I don't
oh,
know.
God.
Yeah, buff as fuck. Okay, so the one she
Buff.
wore when the priest came is the same one she wore Christmas, which was 7 episodes apart. I mean, I guess like real people, they wear the same shit over and over. But some of them, I feel like they wear them outfits into the fucking ground.
Okay, like that one purple and green and black outfit that Dorothy has, that with the shimmy, with the
Oh,
razzle dazzle.
the New Year's, not New Year's, the New Orleans outfit. Okay, so
Know ya.
on a further deep dive, she did. So she wore two silver outfits. She wore this one on Christmas Eve, and then the next day she was back in that linebacker shit. Like, why would they have her in two silver pantsuits in one episode?
Oh, they love some pantsuits too.
They do. Rose didn't ever wear a dressy pantsuit. She always wore a dress at a formal
Dress.
event. And
She
neither did
always had
Sophia.
dresses. Nope, she always had dresses.
Interesting.
Blanche usually wore dresses too, but she'll put on a pantsuit here and
She
there.
loved a fucking pantsuit. That was her shit. Like when Meryl came and she was like, oh, I have on a green silk pantsuit, which I don't believe it was silk, but okay. And Cheryl Teagues really shops at Sears. But I do want to go over. I had a thread. I should have these things pulled up already. I had a
You
thread
know?
where I was asking people for some examples of some funny stuff that Dorothy says that she pronounces very weirdly, which she definitely does. Let me, oh, an RIP to Conrad Janis, the guy from the dance marathon. I had tweeted, hopefully he's not anywhere with a little octane. But let me
Too soon.
see. And I was like, I'm gonna get dragged for this, but I was like, it's funny to me. Shit.
Too soon.
So I put that. I was like, octane is definitely one. And when she says silly putty, Rose, as Shady Pine Sam put Milton, she was referring to somebody's friend. And then Tammy Faye Baker on here, aka Official LBJ, said bouillon. Chris from
Bouillon
Golden Girls
cube.
poster said Marguerite, diaper,
Marguerite.
resume, program, Mario, government. And then Enough Wicker said maestro, and early in the morning. I don't know why she says stuff
Maestro. I
so
say program.
interestingly.
I say
Oh, Matt
program.
Browning said private sector. And I can hear her when I say these things. Somebody else said despicable. That was no context Golden Girls. And then Golden Girls quotes said process. And they also mentioned a few of the other ones as well. Somebody else said despicable. Did I say that already? Mm-hmm. That was Aaron. And then JP773 also said margarita. And I put nom when she's drinking that fucking chocolate egg malt. Cream. No, not it was a malt. Sophia likes the chocolate egg creams. And Nightmare Crone said Dorothy probably had a Brooklyn accent but covered it with the Mid-Atlantic accent she probably obtained in teaching. And the first time she met Blanche, she spoke that way to seem respectable, but it loosened later on. And she spoke that way when we see her in classrooms. I do remember her trying to sound proper as hell when she first met Blanche. So maybe that's what that is. Somebody else said that they, how she says interuterine. A couple people said diaper. And then they were saying how Blanche says Miami. She does say it a little weird, I will
Miami.
Say.
Miami.
But
Miami.
Do you have anything else on this episode? I feel like we ripped it to shreds pretty well.
We did. I like the fact that Dorothy was able to see with her own eyes that Barbara was a bitch.
Let me spell it out for you. Go to hell. I'm like, oh.
Okay. Love that.
Yes. Okay. And this is one of the few times we see them use that sprawling back area. When Rose went to get the after dinner drinks, which what the fuck was she doing? It took her long as hell. Not like she was making cocktails. It was literally just in a decanter, but okay. Which and Barbara just stormed the fuck out both times they invited her over. Well, every time. The last time she had a good reason, but she was like, oh, I just remembered a prior engagement. So you drove all the way over there. Like, that's fucking rude. And then the second time, and Dorothy didn't see that. Was she that blinded?
Yeah, she was.
But before we get out of here, I do want to mention that we have a winner chicken dinner. I did ask you all to give me some episodes for us to cover. And there were a lot of really good responses. So maybe we'll do a couple. And I said the winner can co-host with us if they would like. If you don't want to, that's fine. But let me see who posted this
for
one.
Free because we're not paying.
Right. I don't get paid to do this. So why would you? So Psychedelia, hopefully I said that correctly. They suggested Case of the Libertine Belle. So we're going to do that one. That's a fan favorite. I feel like that might have the highest rating on IMDb. It was a very funny episode. So that is going to be our next one. So if you would like to co-host, let us know. I will go ahead and DM you to let you know. But we definitely have some more people we want to co-host as we continue. Since we've done two Golden Palace episodes back to back, we can give that a rest for a minute. Because we got 200 something episodes to do. Plus random episodes about whatever. So I guess we'll go ahead and head out. Well, we're not really going anywhere, but, you know, you're going somewhere. the hell up off this page because it's about to end. So
I'm being mean to our viewers. I don't know what is going on with Jared today. He's just a little feisty.
I am. It was because the first show that I'm not exhausted. So this is what you all are going to start getting now. This get ready. Buckle up, slut puppies. This ain't going to be no cakewalk. Because I'm making up for lost time.
Listen, Barrett is on a roll today.
Yeah, feeling myself.
Okay.
As I get a message, we're no longer going to need your services. This is what you people want, damn it. Hopefully, I don't know.
Maybe the people want. Shit. This is what the people want. You people can be interpreted wrong.
Didn't they say that on the show? Did somebody say you people? No, that was Family Guy. We watched that before we watched this. Never mind.
No, okay.
But we can say you people, because usually people directed at black people. So who would we be saying you people to?
We don't want to be proud. So let's say the people.
The people. The people of our listeners. Do we have a name for them? What would we call them? Like how Mariah has her lambs. What would we call them? Somebody give me a name.
Yeah.
Somebody listening. She needed a B. So, anywho, I'm also going to stop putting that golden giveaway shit at the end because clearly y'all don't want it. So,
don't nobody care.
I'm just going to talk about something else next time.
Okay. This is the last time we're going to mention the golden giveaway.
Threatening them because we ain't finna keep doing this shit. If y'all don't fucking want it, shit.
Listen, just keep doing this.
I'm just going to send everything to one person. If LBJ did not live in Australia, I would just send him everything. Because okay. nobody else wants nothing. What are y'all afraid of? We gonna come to your house and beat your ass? Like, what's the problem?
Send us a P.O. box then. We can send it to your P.O. box.
Or we'll send it to a local, I don't know, business. Pick this up at Olive Garden or something. I don't know. What would happen if you mailed something to, like, a restaurant or a store?
I don't think you can do that.
They couldn't Unless just throw it in the garbage.
At the restaurant.
Like if I when I was in retail, I would keep it. I'd be like, okay, well, we'll see if they show up. Although maybe not, because I'd be like, what if it starts ticking or
a
something?
A bomb or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe I won't send anything.
Hell no,
to
that's
Olive
why
Garden.
You can't do that. No, okay. Don't.
I mean, you
why
can come
Olive Garden.
Because when you're here, you're family. But amen. Maybe they can pick it up from me. Shit, you can come over here. I mean, you could try something
you want
if you want
to. You,
you could try something if you want to. I bet it'd be your last fucking day. But threatening the listeners and shit. Goddamn.
We love y'all. I don't know what's going on with Barrett today. He's all one.
And I'm not intoxicated either. Because she kept asking me before we started recording, you high? No, I ain't.
Her eyes are low.
Are they?
Yes.
I'm doing like Wendy when she'd be like, you better dim your eyes and spread your bottom lip and say,
dim them for who? You can't see nobody.
You can
but
see me.
Me.
I need my hair done. Shit.
Oh, my God. We'd like to thank you all for being a part of this.
The series finale of So Good We Named after we get canceled. Shit. God damn it.
Ooh.
But anyway.
Come on, do the. Okay. See do the conclusion.
Wrap it up.
Get us in trouble.
Thank you for listening. We do appreciate all of our loyal listeners. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. I would say we. It's really not us. Follow me. And I'm.
Excuse me.
You ain't tweeting. Nan tweet off that fucking Twitter account.
I ain't tweet.
You ain't asked for it. You didn't ask for it. Ain't like you said. Oh. What's the password? What's the login? I don't even know if I know it. Shit.
See, look at
we need to figure out something with Zendesk because we can tweet for our job through that. So we need to can you purchase Zendesk for your personal usage?
I don't know.
Let's look into that.
I feel like it's stuff out here that you can purchase to post for you. Okay. And respond.
But I love the interaction. Y'all talk to me and tweet me and stuff way more than I ever got on my personal account. And I really appreciate it. Thank you guys. Because it's just so hard to get attention out here. But yeah, we're gonna get out of here because I'm doing a lot. So
they could be our pine cones, like shady pine cones. No,
let's put a pin in that one. You know,
let's
maybe
table it. Okay,
yeah,
we'll
go
table
back
it.
To the drawing board.
okay, fine.
But thanks for listening, and
thank you for being a friend.
Wow, beautiful.
Bye.
To enter our So Good We Named It Golden giveaway so you too can feel like the world is one giant weenie roast and you're the biggest weenie, don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at So Good We Named It, make a post letting your followers know to listen to the show, and send us a DM so we know that you entered. And don't forget to buy your tickets to GoldenCon in Chicago, April